First off, you know what it is if you heard Drake. Make your hoes wobble like a bridge in an earthquake. Never see me out, cause I live in my workplace. I give you the business, I button up your shirt straight. Look at where I landed, you would think I planned it. I'm just doing me and you could never understand it. Chicks get hammered, big dick bandit. Money flowing like a slit wrist, no vanish. Blowing purple clouds, nigga, I'm so sky high. I'm just playing. And I might have botched some of that song, but it's okay. So, this is my 2023 recap of this year. Today is December 31st, 2023. We're going into 2024, man. And so I'm kind of going to give, I know I did a podcast with my boy Ron. Shout out to Ron. And also, I know I was told I give too many shout outs by a new listener of the podcast. Shout out to you, Rebecca. You know, it was crazy. Very nice woman. You know, she's nice. She tries to pretend to be hateful, but she's not. I feel like she can be a sweetheart when she wants to be. But life's all about balance. So my 2023 recap, for the most part, there's just a couple things I learned, man, in that I think this has been a year of clarity in that when it comes to like energy put in versus energy received back, I feel like I've spent the majority of my life trying to force things in good faith in hopes that I can get a positive result, whether that be, you know, things that I'm doing on the job, you know, trying to force conversations and really just like chilling, man. Like I'm always on the job, kind of sort of paranoid a little bit. And of course, like, I love the place that I work in hopes of fitting in. But in reality, man, like as long as I do a good job in what I'm asked to do, you know, everything else will be smooth sailings, right? That's the way I look at it. So, you know, trying to make jokes. It's so crazy. Like, I'll say things at my job and I'm like, why the fuck did I say that? Like, you know, because my coworkers are cool as shit, man. They're so cool. And I feel like sometimes, like, if I don't have anything to say, I'm like, I should say something, you know, and I don't have to say shit. And they like me and they like, you know, as long as I do a good job, then that's it. You know, that's really it. So sometimes saying nothing at all is better than saying something, in my opinion. Also, you know, another year, man, this has been a year for me seeing the world outside of Kansas City and realizing that there's more, you know, like for those out there who are stuck and you feel stuck and you live in Kansas City, you know, I got a homeboy, I won't say his name, but like he's having a bang up time. And by bang up time, I mean a terrible time trying to like date. And he thinks he's cursed. My advice to him is, I'm like, bro, you got to get the hell up out of here. Like, you got to travel. You got to find, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're getting the same result everywhere else, maybe you're the problem. But I thought I was the problem until I went to other cities and other states and realized, like, yo, this shit is actually pretty easy. Not that I really take pride in this, but actually I kind of do. When I was on a cruise ship, for a trip, I think it was for my 30th birthday. I'll spare the details, but basically I ended up hooking up with this girl on the cruise ship. She was pretty, man. She was pretty good looking. And I'm like, a girl like this back home would be like, this is like a KC like 8. Like I think she'd be like a KC 7.5. And she had a, you know, a Southern accent, and get this, she was like 21. Like, yo, that shit was crazy, which is legal, by the way. But anyways, it's just you find a newfound confidence in yourself whenever that kind of stuff happens. When you can't make friends, and that's another thing. The circles in this city, like, you can meet some good friends here, but like when you don't really run with a specific circle, man, you kind of feel isolated just a little bit. But the end to like getting to talk to people, it actually starts when you start talking to the dudes first. And then what happens is you get vouched by them, and then everyone else thinks like it's like night and day, man. You can meet the same people in a specific area over and over again, and then like you'll never talk to them. But the minute you come in contact with them or somebody who reaches out to you, or you reach out to a specific person, whether it be through sports or whatever, that all changes. Then it's kind of like, oh wait, you know, like you're cool, I'm cool, let's talk. I met a group of women at a gym that I go to, and like I met five new people, made five new friends because of that. And they're all cool as hell. Like they're hella dope. And that's the way that you kind of build from that point. If it wasn't for that, like I wouldn't have met any, and I've seen them all in passing for months since like April. So, you know, once you meet one, it opens up a floodgates for more. So like, it's a momentum thing here. You know, and try not to set yourself apart and isolate yourself when you're out and about. You never know who you're going to meet if you don't open your mouth and say something. You know what I mean? Love life. So I'm open to the concept of, I don't know, seeing, quote unquote. Like, you can't even say relationship anymore because that's like a heavy word now, right? Everyone, and it's overused. I fucking hate hearing that word. But you got to see where things go and just go with the flow. That's it. You know, no force vibes. You know, don't try to set anything, nothing set in stone. I usually give like a relationship a three month trial period, like 3 months. If we could last 3 months, I'm like, all right, cool. Let's we can go to the next step. And out of those 3 months, I would say there's 1 month of like dating, 1 month of like talking, and then like the 1 month of like seriously committing. And then you see where things go from that point. That's how I think it should go. That's a healthy way of going, because you don't just want to go gung ho and jump into that shit. But you know, I dated a girl. I don't even know if I call it dating. Like, we would just hang out for like, this was going on for like about a year and a half, like about a year of inconsistently just like hanging out, hooking up. Like, that was really what it was. But I'm going to wash my... And she was cool. Like, I thought she was awesome, but ideally... And she was younger, but ideally, that shit took a lot out of me, man. Like, I would not recommend someone who is dealing with wild mental issues. Like, I think she had... I think it's called BPD. I think it's what she had. Borderline personality disorder. Yo, stay away from that shit. I'm being serious, man. Stay the fuck away from that shit. I don't know. Like, I have the capacity to date someone with a mental issue, but if they're not like trying to get help, if they're not seeking help, and they're just like dealing with the shit on their own, and I think this girl was like dealing with it. Like going to therapy, but like she fell back into these wild habits, at least, or so she says. And it really like drained my hopes and my positive energy, because she was just wilding out, not on me, but just like the inconsistencies, you know, the wonderings of like, hey, like, is this shit gonna work out? Like, I never really knew. The ghosting, the months without talking, then popping up out of nowhere. I'm like, wait. Like, in a conversation where, like, she would just finish a conversation from, like, 2 months ago. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was wild. And it even got to a point where, like, I didn't want to know she was responding. I would, like, mute my... I was doing wild shit, man. So, all that to say this. If it feels forced, if it feels like you're putting in work and effort to get affection and love out of someone, leave them be, man. Let them go. You have to let them go, because there's somebody out there that is going to love and care for you just as you would for somebody else who deserves it. Yo, I don't want to have to fight for no one's affection. I don't want to have to fight for anyone's friendship. We're not forcing vibes in 2024. Not saying I forced him so much in 2023, but I had high expectations, and a lot of people kind of let me down. In a sense, like, I'm grown, like, you know, so, like, it wasn't like it ended my world, but it was just like a damn, like, I thought we was cool. And like, you can be cool, but sometimes you just got to fall back, you know, got to fall back. And with that, I think that you have to love yourself more. That's one of the things we're going to do in 2024. I learned to love myself a little more since like 20, actually since COVID started. You know, that isolation period really, really helped me understand and helped me hone in and take my education seriously to where I could graduate from out there in Overland Park. So, like, you know, shout out to Johnson County. But during that time frame, there was nothing, you know, I couldn't be stopped. Like, motivation was at an all-time high. Like, you know, working remote. I was still working nights as well from time to time. So, God, sorry. Antihistamines got me fucked up. Or just now kicking in. Maybe, maybe not. But, yeah, man. Like, gotta love yourself more. And 2024 is the year I'm gonna do so. More than I did last year. Incremental progress, right? So, football, you know, Eagles are still in it, still in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Birds. I'm liking where things are going. They're going to beat the Cardinals today. New Year's plans? I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see. I think it's going to be a good time. But we're going to set things right in 2024. You know, everyone says, oh, yeah, this is my year. Why not? Make it your year. Why not? You might as well, because it can't be anybody else's year if it's you, right? So make it your own year. And I got to hone in and focus and, you know, make all my dreams come true. And I'm also going to try mindfulness. I'm going to try that, too. Yeah, it's going to be good. Good year. So, I'm going to get up and get up out of here and have my last workout of 2023. Because I know these gyms are about to be packed for the next couple months. These New Year resolutioners, man. Fuck y'all. Your New Year's resolution should have started last month. But you want to start January 1st. I'm going to go on a diet. Fuck y'all, man. I'm just playing. Just playing. Gonna be some good changes, though. But, all right. This is the last podcast. I cannot talk today. This is the last podcast of 2023. So, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. You helped increase my listenership by like 10%. So, I really appreciate you guys for doing that. You know, shout out to everybody that, I know I'm going with the shout outs again. But to everybody that I met in 2023, everybody that still rocking with me in 2023, you guys are the best. I love you all. And let's continue this motivation train and this momentum train into 2024. Let's go. I'm out. Peace.